Sharp Tongue Podcast. Beep, 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 beep. You're listening to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your host, Jessie Mae Peluso.
It's a personal
look. Well, it's not really a look because it's a podcast. I'm already fucking this up.
This is kind of like a verbal comedy diary,
a deep look into the crevices of my mind. It's going to get dirty.
You might cry. You'll probably laugh. Hopefully you'll laugh. The whole point is for you to laugh, but you also might cry.
I talk about my family. I talk about farts. I talk about love, loss, comedy, how hard it is to make it in this biz. I'm a fucking professional. I talk about my dog sometimes. Each week it's something different. Sometimes I have a guest host. Sometimes it's going to be a movie companion episode. Sometimes I just ramble about the bullshit I dealt with the week before. You never know what you're going to get. It's raw, uncut, and funny. It's me.
Welcome to the Sharp Tongue Podcast. I'm your girl, Jessie Mae. I am in Columbus, Ohio, overlooking a parking lot filled with stores that nobody needs to go into unless you want a fast track to financial despair. How's everybody doing? I'm doing great. I haven't slept in about 3 days, but you know what? Comedy. I'm living the dream. Nothing a little coffee and marijuana can't remedy. I've got my Absolute Extracts Dart Pod. Not the ones that give you lung cancer. No, no, no. This one doesn't come with lung cancer. Those are the competitors. This stuff is fucking amazing. So shout out to ABX for keeping me elevated on the road. It feels right. I know you're not supposed to be smoking marijuana inside of a hotel, but fuck it. I need it. I need it and you need it. And speaking of what you need, come out and see me live. I'm going to be in Columbus, Ohio on Weeds Day, October 23rd. That's a Wednesday, one night only, at the Columbus Funny Bone. I will also be in Wittenberg University, inside of the university. I won't be performing outside of it. That's more of like a protest. I'm not going to be protesting. I'm just going to be standing up telling various jokes that will hopefully not offend the students. But then again, it's almost 2020. You guys are getting offended over crouton jokes. So who knows? Come on out, Wittenberg University, October 24th. I'm also going to be in Cleveland. Woo, woo, Cleveland rocks. That's going to be October 25th, 26th, and 27th. I got to get more comfortable on this fucking couch. My coffee's going to spill everywhere again. Cleveland hilarities this weekend, October 25th, 26th, and 27th with my homie Andrew Williams. Come see us live at Hilarities, Pickwick and Frolic. That's right. That's a real place. And those are real words. Pickwick and Frolic. Sounds like something you do on a first date. So come on out to Pickwick and Frolic. I just got a nice back crack. Oh, that feels good. You ever just give her a nice little snap-a-doodle-do? I will be also in D.C. November 1st and 2nd at the Comedy Loft. Come see me live. All tickets are available on jessiemae.com/tour if you want to get right to the road dates and you don't want to fuss around on my computer, on my website. But it just got a little sprucing up, so you might want to check it out. Go over to jessiemae.com and check out what we've updated. A couple new videos, a couple new photos. It's a little bit more streamlined. Shout out to Nick Nichols for helping me with that. We're going to have a complete relaunch of the podcast. God, I wish there was alcohol in this coffee. Does that make me an alcoholic or just somebody who knows how to live right? We're doing a complete relaunch of the podcast in January. So there's going to be new segments, which there's going to be a new one on today's show, which I'm so excited about, that our homegirl, Katie, my podcast assistant, has created the name for. I'm not going to tell you what the name is yet because it's too good. So you're going to have to wait till the end of the podcast. We're going to have new segments. We're going to have new podcast artwork, new music. It's just exciting. You know, I want to spruce her up for you guys. I want to put some lipstick on her. It's like taking a prostitute off of the streets and fixing her up nice like, you know? So I'm excited to give her a little fixer up in. I'm HGTVing the podcast. You just got to. You know, once in a while, you got to fix her up and make her look like a classy lady. Kind of like me when I go out to shows. Here's my outfit right now. I put my slippers on because Katie said I can't show you guys my feet for free. I'll show you one foot. She says that the foot content will be kept for Patreon. You're just going to get a little peek of the foot because too many of you creeps out there want to pay for foot photos. So, and I'm not one to, you know, not take a dollar for these cute little puppies, let me tell you. And speaking of taking money, a portion of ticket sales will go towards the Alzheimer's Association. So make sure when you come out that you know that a portion of your ticket sales will go towards the Alzheimer's Association. So you've got so many chances to see me live. I'm going to be at the Cleveland Hilarities this coming weekend, the 25th to the 27th. I'm going to be in D.C. at the Comedy Loft the first weekend of November, the 1st and the 2nd. Also coming up is Arizona, Wisconsin, Missouri, Syracuse. So many dates that will all be on the website. We've added a bunch of new dates. JessieMae.com. Come see this bitch live. Ha ha. I had a great weekend. I was at the malls. The Mall of America, which is not the biggest mall in the world. I think China or Dubai has like the largest mall in the world. But the Mall of America is a lot of fun. It's like a place for children, but adults who are also children. There's a huge amusement park. There's an aquarium. We were at the House of Comedy. Shout out to the Bronsons, Rick Bronson's House of Comedy. And we had a blast. It was Marty's birthday, my comedy brother. And so, like the birthday princess he is, I took him to the aquarium. And for somebody who maybe is newer to marijuana, or you're just looking for a fun day, get high and go to an aquarium. Go to an aquarium high. It's the greatest experience. The way the fish swim, how slow they swim, it's so relaxing. And then you start having like full-on conversations with stingrays, like the grandma and Moana. There was a stingray at the Sea Life Aquarium in the Mall of America. Shout out to Vanessa because we got a VIP tour. There was a stingray, you guys, who was leopard print. Leopard print. I forget her name. I kept calling her Ethel. She was pure leopard print. She was so gorgeous, and she was such a shy bitch. She never really came over. She was, like, too good for everybody. But when she came over to the one little underground tunnel that they have in this aquarium where you're basically, you go through, and the water is all, you're enclosed in the whole aquarium. There's a tunnel through the water. She went floating over, and I swear that I just about peed my pants with excitement. It was so magical, and the theme song from Moana kept playing in my mind. It calls me, this I know. I lost my mind. Marijuana and marine life go together like peas and carrots, y'all. It's peanut butter and jelly. It is. Sex on a Sunday. It all goes together and it feels great. It was so much fun. Marty lost his mind. He had a great time. The little birthday princess he is. We got him cupcakes. We sang to him. Thank you for everybody who came out to the show. We had a blast. It was a very educational weekend for both Marty and I. Marty experienced a night of bombing, which all comedians do. I've seen Seinfeld bomb. And you're not a comedian until you bomb. And for years, you're going to bomb when you start off. And even when you're on top like Seinfeld, you're still going to bomb. That's the beauty of comedy. You can't ever really figure it out. You really can't. It's such an evolving craft and art that to think you've got it all figured out is to be completely foolish. When it comes to anything creative, when you talk to a lot of artists or even read a little art history about, you know, Michelangelo and even Dali and Picasso, these guys, they never thought their art was done. No piece of art is ever done. It can always be better. It's always evolving. And I'm not comparing Marty to Picasso. No offense, Marty. He's probably like, oh, I feel good. No. Yeah, I'm not comparing you to Picasso, but I'm not comparing me to Picasso or even Seinfeld. I'm simply saying that you can do bad or have a rough night and still be good. And One of the greatest quotes I heard from my ex, Giannis Pappas, and it was told to him from somebody, was you're never as bad as your worst set, and you're never as good as your best. And I think that you can apply that to a lot in your life. You know, you're never as bad as the worst day you have, but you're never as good as your best. That just teaches us to be in the middle and in the day and in the moment. And the times I'm in the moment when I'm on stage, when I'm like really in the room, is when I have the greatest time. And Marty even said, he's like, you know, I wasn't there. I was in my head. You'll hear a lot of comics say that. I was too in my head. And you can see it. Once you know what to look for, you can see when somebody's in their head. And Marty was up there, and he was just kind of having a rough time, and he got heckled, which I don't condone at all. This heckler said, you're having a rough night because you're bombing. And the whole audience was like, oh. And when I went up on stage, I proceeded to lay into Andy, but I kept calling him Randy, who basically is living with his girlfriend, not paying bills. So I had to lay into him, and I learned all that information because I excavated it from the whole table he was with. I went down each single person to get to Randy Andy to figure out why he had heckled. And it turns out he heckled because he's not feeling too good about himself. And that's pretty standard. That's the one thing about comedy that I love but also hate is you can only grow in front of people. You have to fail in front of people. That's what makes it one of the hardest art forms ever. You have to fail. You got to fail, and then people can just put a stamp on you that you suck because of one night they saw you. Meanwhile, the next night, Marty totally redeemed himself. You totally redeemed yourself. Night at the Roxbury, line for you. And I think it was Night at the Roxbury. I could totally be wrong. Too much coffee and weed. He had a great set. He had a great set, and that's the beauty of comedy. You can have a rough night one night and a great night the other night, but you just got to keep on going. You got to keep trying and be consistent. Consistency is the craft, and creation is the art. That's a little comedy lesson for today. The other thing that I did with Marty for his birthday, I have to crack my back again. Oh, God, the fucking bed. Not the fucking bed. Because essentially every bed's a fucking bed. You know, if you're having sex, you're going to fuck in a bed. The fucking bed at the Radisson Blue Hotel was rock hard. Rock hard. Not the good kind. The, I think I broke my L2 kind. My lumbar is shattered from taking a nap. The bed was so bad. It was so bad I had to make a video of how bad it was. It's on my IG page of me jumping and landing in the bed. And you can hear, I did a slow-mo, you can hear how hard the mattress is when I hit it. It's like, gung. It literally sounded like somebody landing on a concrete floor. And because of it, I have like, my hip hurts now, my back, everything's stiff. It's not the good kind of hard. It's not like your dude's morning wood hard. It was just a hard bed. Radisson Blue, step up your mattress game. I know it's a first world problem, and there's probably children out there sleeping in piles of leaves, but God damn it, if I don't get a pillow top, I'm going to punch somebody in the fucking face. Oh, man. You know, it's brutal out there. It's brutal out there in these hard beds. And when you travel as much as I do, having a soft bed is vital to your performance. But sometimes, if I don't get good sleep, my sets are a lot of fun because my brain is all over the place, so they're a little wild. But for the most part, a bitch needs her sleep to make sense. You guys can probably relate to that, where if you're exhausted, you're not going to make any sense. You just have run-on sentences, and you make up words. You're like, yeah, I just have to get the flusher. I need the flyer flusher. The what? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. I got 2 hours of sleep. I'm going to go get the flyer flusher and figure it the fuck out. It was a brutal, brutal mattress. But Marty and I made fun of the weekend anyways. We had a great time. There's this really cool thing, side note, that I think is somewhat franchised across the country. It's called The Void. It's a virtual reality experience. And you put on VR glasses and you've got like gear. And right now Avengers has, I think, pretty much reserved all of the voids in America. They have like an exclusivity contract with them. So you're basically, you put on your glasses and you become an Avenger, like the virtual reality. I went with Marty and David from the House of Comedy, and when you look through the glasses, like, I looked like an Avenger. Marty kept saying how amazing my Avenger tits were. Superhero tits are amazing. They don't leave that detail out, do they? They don't leave the superhero tits detail out in any of those movies. Those girls always have like a full C cup. Really? Even Catwoman? I don't remember the last time I looked at a cat and thought, nice rack. Even though they have 8 of them, I never thought that. You know, you never see a cat in a bra because they don't have a full C cup. It's not realistic. You know, quit. Maybe Wonder Woman, sure. Wonder Bra, duh. I get the correlation. But like, Catwoman? It'd be more realistic if they gave her 4 sets of teats. Give Catwoman 4 sets of teats, and then I'm on board. Then I'll get lost in the script. But Avengers has got this exclusivity. They licensed out all the voids in the country, and they're so fun. If you find one in a mall or someplace near you, I know they have them in Santa Monica. I think there's one in New York City. The place is called The Void. And so you put on these VR glasses in the backpack, and you go in this briefing room. So it's me, Marty, and David from the House of Comedy, and the woman who works at The Void, I guess she was like our team leader. We had to watch this video in her room, and she shut the door. But I was getting nervous because it was a new experience, and I didn't know what to expect. So I laid out a couple cookies, okay? I farted a couple times in that briefing room. It was a very small briefing room. It's not my fault that it was poorly ventilated, and it was like, you know, soundproofed when she shut the door. It was like we were in a fucking podcast studio. It's not my fault. It's not my fault I was nervous. It was my first time being an Avenger. So I let out a couple cookies, you know, and it was so bad that David and Marty went up against one wall. I was in the other corner like some sort of banished goat. And she comes back after the briefing video was done. And I will own my fart. I always will. If it's the right scenario, if it's on a plane, fuck it. Sorry. It's sucked up in the ventilation system. And let's be honest, every one of these slobby bastards is sneaking out little cookies on this flight. I'm not going to own up to it because who else is up here? I'm not going to be the only one owning up to these flight farts. You know, if the dude in 24D isn't going to say something, I'm not going to say something. So when she opened the door, I fessed up. I go, look, don't step in any further. I farted and it's a disaster in here. We need the Avengers to save us. And she, without thinking, goes, oh, okay, I'll be right back. And she goes down the hallway. And Marty and David are laughing so hard because I couldn't believe that I told her I farted. That's how much of a friend I am. I was in a closed space. I could have very likely just blamed it on David or Marty, but no, it was Marty's birthday. I wasn't going to do that to Marty. And David is gay. He's already dealing with enough societal, you know, repression and all sorts of discrimination. I'm not going to blame my fart on him. So, you know, she goes and they're laughing because I owned up to my shark cloud, and she comes back and she Febrezes the whole room. She sprays the whole room with Febreze. Just squish, squish, squish. Sprays the whole room. We couldn't believe that she just, you know, didn't even think twice. She must have been a mom. She didn't even care. She was like, oh, you farted? Okay, I got this. I know how to solve this. I can handle it. So shout out to my homegirl, The Void, for cleaning up my fart cloud, which allowed me as an Avenger to go save the world. So you're welcome, America. You're welcome. Maybe my farts is my superhero power, okay? I don't need a full C cup to lay a couple shark clouds, do I? Classy. Keeping it classy. But it was so cool. Like, you look like an Avenger. You got the Avenger mask on. And, you know, I had, like, the superhero Marvel comic 36, 24, 36 body, because that's the only way a woman can look when she saves the world. But I wanted to show you guys, like, legit what I wear. This is what I look like when I'm traveling. Like, when I travel, I look like this. I put on my hat. I have a hat that I wear. I always like to wear a baseball cap just because, you know, my hair looks like a disaster. And it's just, it's nice to be incognito. Not that everybody recognizes me, but, you know, a bitch has got to have a little bit of style. I put on my glasses, my sunglasses, because, hey, I didn't have time to put mascara on. And then because there's so many fart clouds on a plane, I've got this mask, like this Japanese Harajuku girl mask that I wear. And I look like somebody who's definitely riddled with some sort of infectious disease. This is how I look when I fly, because I don't trust your fart clouds. I don't want to suck up all of your nasty farticles when I'm on my flight. So my mask has got like a little teddy bear mouth. It might be upside down, but it's so adorable. I put on my hat, my sunglasses, my hat, my Syracuse accent came out. My glasses are getting all fogged. This is my superhero mask when I'm traveling, so that I don't get your nasty colds, your amoebas, or any of your farticles in my body. So this is what I do to stay healthy on the road. Comedy! I literally look like I'm ready to, like, rob a bank. But please feel free to copy my style. Because I think, you know, when you get out there and you travel as much as I do, you learn little tricks of the trade. You learn little ways to keep yourself healthy, keep yourself safe. And if I've got to cover my mouth so I don't swallow your shit, I'm going to do it. I'm really going to do it, because life is too short for me to be sick because you can't keep your system healthy. You know, eat an orange, Larry, for Christ's sake. You guys are out there catching all sorts of diseases because you eat grilled cheeses. That's my health rhyme for the disease. Your health is your responsibility, except if you have some congenital things or environmental stuff caused problems. You know, people who work in, even dudes who are still working in mines, or chemical engineers, or people who are like steel workers. You guys get the most terrible respiratory issues, but just lazy motherfuckers who are just eating cheeseburgers every day, I don't have any sympathy for you or your butthole on a plane. Okay? Cover your hole and I'll cover mine. And we'll live happily ever after. Have we talked about anything important on this podcast so far? Oh, one thing I saw, I had a layover at Chicago O'Hare's airport. If you ever find yourself in Chicago O'Hare International, there's a really great Mexican place called Frontera. Delicious tortas sandwiches. Take that, Baja Fresh. Where the fuck is my chicken torta? Nowhere to be found. But you know who's got it? Frontera, Mexican cuisine. Ay Dios mío, yo no lo creo. They've got it. Yolo tango. Gracias. Delicious. We had a little technical difficulty, but we're back. Come here, Chaplin. You want to come up with me? Come here. I've got Chaplin with me on the road. The whole point of talking about Chicago O'Hare was that I was in the terminal futzing around, waiting for my flight to take off. I had a 2.5-hour layover. And I'm sitting there, and I hear a familiar voice on the screen behind me. And it's Conan O'Brien, and he's interviewing Flula. So you guys have seen Flula Borg. He's been on the podcast before. He's also been in, the singing movie. Not Bring It On. Help me out. Pitch Perfect. He's been in Pitch Perfect, and he just got casted in the new Suicide Squad movie. So I'm so happy for him. He's fucking hilarious. He makes all these YouTube videos. He does that, like, the German idiosyncrasies versus the American, like the American language versus the German language and the translation. His videos are hilarious. So it was just like really cool to sort of see a friend on a screen, which happens sometimes. Like people that know me will see different shows I've been on when they're flying on a plane and send me the photograph. And that's happened to me a couple times where I've been sitting in my seat and like I pop on the screen and I'm like, I'm so glad that I didn't finish college. I'm so happy that I made a bet on myself, and it's turned out okay. So far, I'm not completely failing. Not completely failing. I'm sticking with it through thick and thin and death.
through all of it.
You got to keep going, okay? And you can't become a victim of the stuff that happens to you. That's what I've told myself, that I've just got to keep on going. Sure, my dad was sick for a year. Sure, I wanted to quit everything. Sure, there were days where I'm like, I'm not going to be able to be funny anymore. You know, but you just have to find the will and a reason to keep going. And my reason of continuing is the fact that joy is important. As cheesy as that is, joy is important. And I think I bring joy to people. So I'm going to keep fucking going. That's what I'm going to do. Chaplin, are you going to come up here and say hi to me? Come here. Come. Come on. The people want to see you. Here we go, guys. I might not show you my foot photo, but I'll show you my little Chaplin. Come here. This is my little travel buddy. Get in here. He's so weird. I found him in a shelter. Hey, you want to say hi? He doesn't want to say hi. He's very shy. I found him in a shelter, this shelter in Mission Viejo called Karma. It's an acronym. I think it stands for Can Anal Rectification Manage Assholes. It's a very specific acronym. It's something about animal rescue. And I found him and Bunny there. And Chaplin is just one of the sweetest little puppies ever. He doesn't like to be held like above the ground, I think, because he understands his size, but he loves to be in the lap. So this is my little emotional support asshole. He is very regal. He has about 6 girlfriends, and he's a ladies' man. He really is. And honestly, having a dog on the road, it sounds like some real basic bitch shit, and it still may be, and I'm fine with that. It helps me. He helps me sleep at night. We snuggle. We snuggle like we're in a fresh new relationship. I'm the big spoon. Sometimes he's the big spoon, and that feels weird with his little fucking paws in my back. But I'm glad that he wanted to say hello today, even though if you're listening to this and you can't see him, go to the YouTube page and please check out my YouTube page. Subscribe. It's youtube.com/JessieMayPeluso. Katie has helped me fix it up. Please go there, subscribe. Let me know what you think. Check out the podcast. You can watch a podcast. We're going to be posting Weeds Day videos there as well. A lot of craziness and fun videos. So I appreciate your support, your continued support. And speaking of support, I thought, because you guys have been such amazing fans, that I wanted to create a new segment. And with the help of Katie, this new segment is basically me going through my DMs and reading to you guys what I get written in a segment Katie likes to call Carpe DMs. I love it. Carpe DM. It's so good. I don't know if I'm going to do Carpe DMs or Carpe DM. We're just going to go with Carpe DM. Brand new segment on the Sharp Tongue podcast. I'm going to go through all of, well, not all of, but a few hand-selected DMs that were sent to me by various people. A couple women, mainly men, because you guys are creepy as hell. Let's be honest. Women are creepy too, as you guys would be able to see in the new movie Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds about that astronaut who put on a diaper and drove cross country for the love of her life. Is it crazy or commitment? You choose. But right now, welcome to a segment we call Carpe DM. This one is from... I can't even read the screen name, and I don't think I'm going to, just to keep it cute and keep it safe for everybody. He says, I want to use your panties like a coffee filter. Wow. Wow. You get points, A, because I love coffee as well. You get points, B, because it's kind of creative. It's creepy and really gross, but also creative because you're saving the planet with my pussy juice. So thank you for your caring and your obvious concern for the ecosystem. I would say that this could solve global warming. If instead of using disposable coffee filters, we all just used women's panties. So not so bad, but you won't be using mine. You can't afford it. This one comes from a fella whose name shall go unnamed because I don't want to really encourage these people, although I already feel like I am because I'm reading my DMs. We're not going to do names. We're going to keep it safe. On top of being pretty AF, you're free and as normal can get. Hilarious as shit. dumb and crazy too. Are these compliments? Don't ever change and always be free, but no need to tell you that now. I could really fuck with you. All I do is SMH, laugh with you, and at you. This feels like a whole bunch of backhanded compliments. On top of being pretty AF, you're free and normal as fuck, so I'm basic. You just called me basic. Dumb and crazy, too, so I need to be institutionalized and I'm an idiot. And you could really fuck with me and laugh at me. I don't know. I think you need to maybe read some, like, classic poetry to learn how to talk to a woman. I feel flattered and also offended. Oh, God. Okay, here's another one. Not a creep. You're a creep. If you have to say you're not a creep in a woman's DM, first of all, you crept into my DMs. You realize that. When you crept into my DMs to type not a creep, okay. Not a creep trying to slide in. That's exactly what you did. But if you come to Pittsburgh, hit me up. I'll get you a bag. Oh, shit, you're going to get me some weed? I take it all back. You are a gentleman, and you are a complete citizen who is concerned about the well-being of his neighbor, and I will hit you up when I come to Pittsburgh. I'll see you in exactly 2 weeks. Wear a flower so I know it's you. Presumptuous. What? Where are you going to see me? That's just creepy. Where in 2 weeks? I feel like this one's already passed, and I don't wear flowers. I'm not Moana. I'm not going to put a flower in my ear for anybody. Okay? But if you bring a bag of weed, I will wear a whole fucking bouquet like the Chiquita banana lady. You better believe it. Next message. Hey, beautiful. I know I don't know you, but Lord, you're so gorgeous and breathtaking, sweetheart. Jesus. A, don't call me sweetheart. It's weird. B, thank you. Thank you. Next message. Excuse me. Hello. Hi. My name is Terrence, and I just want to say you're a very beautiful woman. Thanks, Terrence. I wasn't going to say people's names, but you said your name. I just won't say your last name. I'm not going to marry you. I apologize. You could help the other dude before who told me that I was crazy and dumb on how to write to a woman. Send him a message. Next message. Next DM. Hey, you with the face. I love your shit. And probably you. Okay, so we've got somebody who's into women's crap. We started with a dude who wants my underwear. Now this guy wants my poop. I think you guys need to get out more. I think you need to get out, go for a walk, and have some chamomile. You want my poop? What is wrong with people? And probably me. Not even me. Like, you're not sure if you want me, but my poop? Definitely. Definitely the poop. Next DM. I saw you on Knockout. Stand up. And when as soon as I could get rich, you better DM me back. What? You think my only prerequisite for some man to be in my life is if he's rich? Well, you're right. I don't want no scrub. Okay? So keep on working in that startup. Let me know when you make some money. Let me know when your investors get their investments back. Next DM. Hello, how are you doing? I just check your page. Oh, no. Side note. If the punctuation is bad and if the overall grammar is off, it's a scam. And he's Nigerian. That is online science. Hello, how are you doing? I just check your page and I see that you and Rice and kind of lady I want. Can you please tell me more about yourself? Can you please learn more about English? What the fuck was that sentence? I read between the lines, and what I see is murder. You're going to murder me. Hello, how are you doing? I just checked your page. No, you didn't. You need to check a dictionary. And I see that you and Rice and kind of lady I want. You don't even know me, bro. I'm not the kind of lady you want. I wear weird face masks, and I fart regularly on airplanes and in weird little interrogation rooms for virtual reality games. I'm not your chick, bro. Move on. Can you please tell me more about yourself? You're too good for me. Next DM. Heard you on the church. You mentioned fisting a lot. I bet you're a squirter too. Just saying. I'm a fan. Wow. That's romance. You know what? I did squirt once and I'm never going to squirt again because it was so successful that I don't think I could repeat that event. It was like an Olympic event in my bedroom and I'm going to leave it at that. Okay? It was so glorious that I could never do that good twice. And I'm glad that you're a fan. Was I mentioning fisting a lot? Well, that's what happens. When you hang out with Joey Diaz, you're bound to talk about fisting, you know, especially if it's in the morning. That's when Joey Diaz gets fisted the most. Next DM. Hi, I like your profile. Red flag, another Nigerian. You are very beautiful. I like your personality. You are a queen. Very nice, perfect personality. You are same like princess. I want friendship. Did an AI write this? I want friendship, please. Okay, sure you want friendship. You want my butthole. Let's be honest. I want grammar and you want friendship. We all want things we can't have. You are a queen. You got one thing right. But you call me a queen. And then two sentences later, after you brutalize the word personality, you call me a princess. So how did I get demoted? How did I lose the parliament seat so fast? Like a sentence later, I went from a queen to a princess? You got to step up your parliamentary flirtation, sir. Next DM. Never messaged a famous person before. Ah, well, just thought I'd say you're fit and hilarious. Keep up the good work, sugar tits. What? Thank you. Ow. Oh, God. Thank you. God, you guys are so romantic. Next DM. Do you speak Arabic? Please tell. No. Next message. Hi there. My name is Johnny, and you're a very beautiful girl. Aw, Johnny. I love how we started this with a man who wanted to make coffee with my underwear and ended it with Johnny, who just said the most simple message of all. Hi, my name is Johnny, and you're a very beautiful girl. That's it. He still wants to murder me, but he didn't give it away in that sentence. He was smart. Less is more, okay? So just chill with the underwear, with the queens and princesses. If you say you like my profile, I know this is a scam, okay? You DM sliders are perverts, poets, and perpetrators. Please read a dictionary before you DM me, and you won't be able to afford my underwear, sir. If you guys would like to purchase my underwear for coffee filtration, slide in my DMs and let me know. This has been Carpe DM, my new favorite segment. Make sure if you guys have people in your life you want to submit for the This Bitch segment, this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You send them to sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. And it can be anybody in your life, a coworker, parent, sibling, friend, ex. If they drive you nuts and you have a story about it and you need advice, send it to me, sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. And I will read it on the podcast and give you my unadulterated, very highly, highly experienced advice. And hopefully it'll help you live your life a little bit better in dealing with bitches in your life. So this bitch, send him to sharptonguepodcast@gmail.com. And I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys so much. Come check me out, jessiemay.com, for tickets. I'm coming to a city near you soon. I appreciate your love and your support. Shout out to Absolute Extracts for keeping me elevated and lifted. If you guys go to ease.com, and you purchase any Absolute Extracts product, you can get 15% off your entire order by using code JessieMay in the checkout. So that's a little thank you we'd like to give to you guys for purchasing any ABX product. Ease.com. JessieMay is your code for 15% off your order. And just live your life, you know. Thank you so much for listening this week. Next week, we're going to have, I think, a couple guests. Maybe I'll be broadcasting from somewhere in D.C. Hopefully, I can get some interviews from people at the Pentagon and really find out who shot JFK. So stay tuned. I'm coming at you with exclusives. You guys are dope, man. Thank you so much. My name's Jesse May. Chaplin is asleep in my crotch. Where all those men who slid in my DMs wish they were sleeping tonight. But you're not. Because I'm a queen. Have a great week. Bye.